Thank you, Mr. Baker. You know, it is kind of funny how God works out in things. Part of the message today, obviously, we're going to be talking about Psalms 23, but also specifically where it talks about verse 4, where it talks about walking through the valley of shadow of death. So this morning, whenever Colton was nice enough to wake me up at 5 o'clock this morning, I looked outside, and of course it was windy, and it was dark outside, and it made me think of the sermonette again. So, with that being said, let's go right to Psalm 23. As most of us know, this is a memory scripture, but let's read it again today. Today I'll be reading it from the New International Version, just because I think it kind of drives the point home a little bit more. So Psalm 23, verse 1, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Verse 4, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So again, these are David's words that he's recorded for us in Psalms. But let's go back and focus in on verse 4. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you, speaking of God and Christ, are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Out of all of us, who has walked through a dark valley? Almost all of us. I mean, it's a point in a Christian's life where we do walk through trials. And how many of us are walking through one right now? It's no secret that bad things or difficult things happens to good people. We can find accounts of this happening all throughout the Bible. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 11:22. This talks about Paul suffering for Christ. Which, let's focus on verse 30 though, in 2 Corinthians 11. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 30. If I must boast, I will boast in the things which concern my infirmities. His infirmities, his weaknesses. Paul wasn't focused on the negative in his life. He was focused on being a better person, a better Christian to Christ and God. Adam Clark's commentary on verse 30 says, I will not boast of my natural or acquitted powers, his physical person. Neither in what God has done by me, but rather in what I have suffered for him. We all know Paul's story. I'm not going to touch on Paul's story today. But yet, Paul still taught Jesus' word and did his works. Paul founded several Christian communities in Asia Minor and Europe from the mid-30s to the mid-50s AD. In today's message, for the remaining amount of time, I want to discuss things to do when we are feeling those dark times overcoming us. Back in verse 4 of Psalms, David tells us that God's rod and staff comfort him. Well, what does that mean? What does he mean by that? He didn't have a physical rod from staff from God, and neither do we. So what does that mean in our time frame? The point I would like to focus in on is we're all different, but David specifically recorded and told us what comforted him. What comforts us in those dark times? Those times, those trials, those hard points in our lives. What comforts us? I can tell you what comforts me. Spending time with my wife and son, even if it is at 5 o'clock in the morning. taking walks, being outside, watching the cat, whose name's Pero, scare the dog, Remy, sitting and relaxing on those quiet Sabbath mornings, reading the Word of God on those quiet Sabbath mornings, sitting by the fire and talking with good friends. This is a short list that just comforts myself. Maybe you all can relate to some of those points. I can tell you that at work, there are a lot of people who live for the weekend. I work in commercial construction. I'm a site superintendent over large building sites. So essentially, some of the buildings that those would compose of that I would be in charge of on the ground would be schools, fire stations, police stations, government buildings, town halls. So you could say that I put your guys' tax money hard at work. But some of the people I work with look for that comfort at the weekend, like I'd mentioned, but they look for it in different ways. They look for it at the bottom of a bottle. So during the week, they're very negative, and most times only focused on making it to Friday again. One individual is a recovered alcoholic who sponsors others in their AA group. I remember talking to him about his dark times, which is where part of my sermonette idea came from. After a day's work, he would tell me that he would go home and drink a 24-pack of the cheapest that he could find, or a fifth of something, anything, every night, night after night after night. Till one day, imaginably so, he drank so much that he passed out and found himself at the hospital, at death's door. I remember him telling me this story with tears in his eyes. This is a grown man. He's twice my age, and he still is emotional about this time. But he looked at me and he said, "It was that moment where I hit my rock bottom, and the only thing that saved me was my daughter and my grandson visiting me in the hospital." I can't even imagine. I just had my first son, obviously, you guys know that. I can't imagine putting myself or my family through that. Needless to say, he went on. He said, "When I was still in the bed, after just coming to again, I could hear my little grandson saying, 'Paul, Paul, will you be okay?'" As I said, now this man is a recovered alcoholic. He has been clean for many years, and he helps others with their alcoholism. His comfort was his grandson and his daughter, and now he is the comfort for others. We must seek help when we feel those dark times coming. Know what comforts us. It's important. Know what to do or who to go to feel that comfort again. Of course, know that we can always go and should go to God and Jesus Christ about any problems or issues. There are many, many scriptures we could go to about prayer. There are many scriptures about prayer and going to God. Come with me now to visit one or two of those places in Scripture. Let's go to Mark 11:24. Mark 11:24. "Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Here it's telling us, go to God, yes, of course, but whenever you ask for something, know that you're going to receive it. Ask for comfort. Ask in those dark times that you need help. You're not alone. Romans 12:12 is another one we'll turn to. Romans 12:12. "Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer." Another version says to be constant in prayer. King James says constant in prayer. Again, as we kind of wrap up here, I hope this message has helped shed some light on what to do or has given you guys some ideas to seek the light and not be left in the dark valleys. As always, we must remember that iron sharpens iron, and we can and should go to our brothers and sisters in Christ. As we close, let us read one final scripture together in Isaiah 41, verse 10. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteousness and right hand. Let us not forget that.